Ezekiel chapter 3 and verse 22, just one verse tonight. And the hand of the Lord was there upon me, and he said unto me, Arise, go forth into the plain, and I will there talk with thee. Just a few comments on the consequences of encountering God, the consequences of encountering God. You really can't experience the revelation of God without being dramatically changed. You can't go away unchanged when God reveals himself if we're obedient to that revelation. Keep your place in Ezekiel and turn back all the way to the beginning of your Bible, Genesis chapter 32. Genesis chapter 32, as you consider the fact that you can't meet God without being changed, this is a appropriate text for us to glance at for just a moment. Genesis 32, beginning in verse 24, the scripture says, And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Verse 26, And he said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, Thy name shall no more be called Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Jacob asked him and said, Tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Verse 31, And he passed over Penuel, and as he passed over Penuel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore the children of Israel, eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank. Jacob wrestled with God. He met God, and he was forever changed. In Hosea chapter 12, verses 4 and 5, Yea, Jacob had power over the angel and prevailed. He wept and made supplication unto him. He found him in Bethel, and there he spake with us, even the Lord God of hosts, the Lord is his memorial. So we see that Hosea acknowledges that this was an encounter with God. In our study, we've seen Ezekiel's encounters with God, and verse 22 teaches that God was not done with Ezekiel, in spite of the magnificent revelations given to present, and in spite of the prophet's own attitude toward the mission to which he was called. This is a process with the prophet, and he needed God to continue to work in his life. Likewise, our personal lives are processes in our spiritual journey with God, and we need to allow God to continue to work in our lives. You say, Mac, how do I do that? Well, there are three principles here, and we'll be done tonight. First of all is the principle of consecration. Consecration. That's defined by the Oxford Languages as the action of making or declaring something sacred. Here we find the phrase in verse 22 of Ezekiel chapter 3, the hand of the Lord was upon me. Now this phrase, as we've mentioned before, repeatedly occurs in Ezekiel. In chapter 1 and verse 3, the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Chebar, and the hand of the Lord was there upon him. Now, this phrase validates the message that Ezekiel is bringing to the exiles. In Revelation 1 and verse 17, When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he's laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am first and the last. Matthew Henry wrote this, "The hand of the Lord goes along with the word of the Lord, and so it does become effectual. Those only understand and believe the report to whom the arm of the Lord is revealed. The hand of God was upon Ezekiel as upon Moses to cover him, that he should not become overcome by the dazzling light and luster of the visions he saw. It was upon him, as in John's revelation in Revelation 1 and verse 17, I just read that to you, to revive and support Ezekiel, that he might bear up and not faint under these discoveries, and that he might either be lifted up nor cast down with the abundance of the revelations. God's grace was sufficient for him, and the token of that, his hand is upon him." Our prayer needs to be that the hand of God's power would be demonstrated through our ministry. You know, this is so applicable to our homecoming service that we've worked hard toward and we've planned long for. We can plan, we can work, but as Brother John has encouraged us over the last two Sunday evenings, it's all going to be for naught unless we've prayed.
Amen.
And we need to ask God to continue to work in our lives. This matter of consecration, it reminds us that we've been set apart for a purpose for God. In the second place, not only is there a principle of consecration, but there's a principle of commencement. Notice with me in verse 22 again, the scripture says, "And the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he said unto me, Arise, go forth." The outline of biblical usage at blueletterbible.org indicates the force of this verb, arise, is to arise, become powerful, to come on the scene. And you know, that's what God wants us to do. He wants to arise. He wants us to do it in a spirit-filled, power-filled manner. And he wants us to come onto the scene of our community so that we can let people know that Jesus saves and that he wants to help them in their life. The New Testament church is commanded to go. We're all familiar with Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, where the Bible says, "Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel." And then it says, "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." There's a principle there that we find, and that is no go, no lo. Okay? If we're not going, then God's not with us in a special way. But if we are going, then God is with us. No go, no lo, I'm with you alway. But as we go, God is with us. This is a interesting concept when we think about the fact that he is to arise and go forth. I think I've used this illustration for you before, but it'll help you to understand this. God doesn't want us to just arise. He wants us to go forth. And many times we're afraid of moving forward because we don't know what the future may hold. But folks, none of us know the future. And the fact of the matter is, it would be like me getting into my automobile at night and turning the headlights on but refusing to move forward because I couldn't see beyond the illumination of the headlights. Well, of course I can't see beyond the illumination of the headlights if I'm not moving forward, but as I roll forward, what happens? The light shows me more. Well, folks, that's what God is doing for us. As we move forward in our work for Him, as we move forward in our life for Him, He shows us more and more of the terrain by illuminating it with His light. So there's the principle of consecration, the principle of commitment, and then in the third place, there's the fact of conversation. Conversation. He says, if you go, arise, go, and he says, I will there talk with you. Go forth into the plain, and I will there talk with you. Now, there's a promise of communication. He said, I will talk. And you know, if we'll go into the riches of the Word of God, then God will speak to our hearts. But if we're not if we're not reading His Word, if we're not studying His Word, if we're not absorbing His Word, if we're not meditating upon His Word, then the fact is that we don't have the information that we need in order to move forward in a effective way for the cause of Christ's sake. There's a promise of communication. Again, Matthew Henry, see and admire the condescension of, see and admire the condescension of God in conversing thus familiarly with a man, a son of man, a poor captive, nay, with a sinful man who, when God sent him, went in bitterness of spirit and was at this time out of humor with his work. And let us ourselves forever be indebted to the meditation of the, to the mediation of Christ for this blessed intercourse and communion between God and man, between heaven and earth. So we see that God wanted to commune with him. He wanted to talk with him. If Ezekiel had not gone, he would not have experienced further revelation. God said, I will there speak with you. And again, this communication was a personal communication. God said, I will talk with you. And we've all had the experience of delving into our Bible and reading our Bible and having the understanding of God speaking directly into our hearts. Certainly, if we've been born again, if we've been saved, we have the understanding that the Holy Spirit of God gives us into His Word. And he promised Ezekiel that he would talk with him and that he would talk with him personally. And so it's important that we continue to serve God. It's important that we engage in continuing ministry. It's important that we continue to allow God to work in our lives because of the principle of consecration, because of the principle of commencement, and because of the principle of conversation. Father, thank you for your word. I pray in Jesus' name that you would bless our prayer time as a church in a few moments. I ask that it would be an encouragement to each of us. But more than anything, God, I pray that it would be exercised with power, that we might touch heaven with the needs of today and the hour. God, I pray for my friend and pastor in Chappaqua, New York, who's reinitiated their services for prayer meetings just this evening. So many months they've not met as we've had the privilege to do. And now, God, they're meeting and asking you to meet needs. We know they're praying for us, and I pray you'd be with the congregation of Grace Baptist there in Chappaqua, be an encouragement to them as they meet for prayer meeting tonight. And we'll thank you for it, for it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, I appreciate your kind attention. Let's go ahead and look to our prayer list. Anybody need one, a new one? Our prayer verse is Matthew 18, verses 19 through 20. And I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And then our praise verse, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou have created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Revelation 4 and verse 11. How about praises for this evening?
Lord, let me get a battery put in my car before it left me stranded somewhere, and I was able to reset the clock, so
Amen.
I feel blessed.
Amen. Well, the Lord let us put a battery in our truck, but it did leave us stranded. I had to go pick Dee up, but we got a battery in her, and she's running now. Not Dee, the truck. I mean.
I say battery time, but last week we had to put a battery in the car. Come home from lunch, and I could not. Paul happened to be home and took me back last Friday.
It's a week for batteries, I guess. Yeah. Any other praises?
I want to praise the Lord for the doctor's appointments I've had this week. Both of them have been positive, and they just keep
Super. So keep doing what you're doing. You got that. That means song leading, right? Keep doing what you're doing. I like that. Any other praises? All right. How about health needs?
You had anybody deceased.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I do that.
You always skip that.
I do it every time. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also who sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. And do we have any bereaved that we need to mention? Thank you for catching my attention. How about health needs? Any updates there? Yes, ma'am.
Need to add Kara Dean.
All right.
She has breast cancer.
All right. Certainly be in prayer about that. Anybody else? For health needs? Okay, we can go on to our next page. Any reports from the nursing homes, additions? And cancer patients. Any additions? We did pray for Bucky Lee, especially as his mother asked that we do, and we need to keep that on the prayer list. I don't know what kind of report he got from Shans, but I'm sure we'll hear about that on Sunday when his mom's in church with us. Anybody else under cancer patients? Updates or additions? Continuing health needs. I did want to mention that I appreciate y'all keeping our son Inman on the continuing health needs. He has a bicuspid aortic valve at some point as he ages that's going to need to be replaced. I'm asking God to heal him without intervention. I'm praying that God would give him a normal heart and that it would be evident that God could have only done that. Mm-hmm. And I believe that God can do that if it would please him.
And I announced before everybody got here, they erased my program at the office and I had to start all over again. And if I had to go back and find another old one again. So if y'all see somebody that's not supposed to be on here or have already passed away or whatever, y'all let me know and I'll take them back off again. But
Reba.
Yeah, Reba Brazel.
Reba.
I do need to stick someone back on cancer patients. Allison Ward. We had her on the front. She was like in stage 4 cancer, and they cannot find the cancer now.
Wow.
And she's still taking treatment, though.
What's the last name?
Ward. Like Buddy Ward.
Okay.
That's wonderful.
Yes, it is, because they didn't expect her to live. She's been going up to Alabama.
Wow. Wow. Man, that's wonderful. Anything under continuing health needs? Updates? Then for caregivers, I think last week we added Vicki Maples. Praying for her this week from last week's prayer list. How about other needs? you would give attention to prayer so that I could have wisdom in trying to minister to the Seafood Workers Association. I attended a meeting Tuesday night, was there from 7 to about 9:30, and we'll be talking with the leadership of the organization by telephone tomorrow. I just need wisdom.
Yeah, on other needs, the school system, I talked to one of the teachers that came through my line, just be in prayer for the Franklin County School. They're short in every department, short on teachers, subs, bus drivers. It's just, the problem is, the teachers they hired last summer was four or five of them, and they had to leave because they could not find a place to live. They're from out of the area, so they're hurting over there.
So they're short-staffed, and we need to pray for them.
Has anybody heard from Jenny?
I have not. I've reached out to her, but I've not had the chance. I've spoken to Lynn. She just very discouraged. Yeah.
But she is back at work because I talked to her today.
Oh, great. Good. Great. Yeah, it's been a week since I talked with her, something like that. Talked with Lynn. All right, some of our regulars for Wednesday night are absent this evening. Let's pray for them and, you know, make sure that we ask the Lord to meet their needs. Kane Maples is on here already, and we just need to pray for our folks that are, you know, indicating a desire to grow spiritually. Wanting some help with their spiritual walk, with their spiritual journey. All right. How about unspoken needs? I certainly have unspoken needs, Dee and I both have. There are a number of folks listed on our unspoken category. Then traveling, we have Jenny and Mitch Griner and also William and Catherine. They're traveling quite a bit. And again, put Vicki Maples on the traveling. She goes to see her brother quite often. Anybody else? All right, let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for the privilege that we have to come to you and ask for you to meet needs. God, there have been many breathed out this evening. There are many represented on our prayer list, more than we can mention again tonight. But God, the needs are there, and they're real. And God, we've also had praises lifted up, and we thank you for that. We thank you for good reports from doctors, and God, for healing in individuals' lives. We believe that you're able and willing to do that. We pray that you would continue to bless in the life of the lady mentioned who has had a cancer that has improved for Ms. Ward. I pray that you would bless her and her family, strengthen her. We pray for Kara Bean, God. We ask in Jesus' name that you would touch her life and heal her as it please you. Help her to know we're praying for her and asking for a special blessing upon her. God, I pray for those who normally are here on Wednesday evening who are absent. I pray that you'd help us to be an encouragement to them and a blessing to them. I thank you for the faithfulness of our people. I pray in Jesus' name that you continue to use them and bless us. God, I know that you're under no obligation to bless our church, but God, you could be gracious to us and you could be merciful to us, and that's what we ask, God. And we'll thank you for it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm.